fainéant. F-A-I-N-E-A-N-T. Lazy, idle, sluggish, good for nothing. When her 30-year-old son refused to get a job and demanded more money as an allowance, Mrs. Jones decided that enough was enough and it was time to kick her fainéant offspring out of the house. Common synonyms of fainéant include do-nothing, shiftless, slothful, and lackadaisical, which is often mispronounced lackadaisical. There is no lax in lackadaisical. More challenging synonyms of fainéant include lethargic, indolent, somnolent, torpid, otiose, O-T-I-O-S-E, and also hebetudinous, the adjective corresponding to the noun hebetude, word 20 of level 10. Fainéant comes from a French phrase meaning to do nothing. Fainéant may be used as an adjective to mean lazy, good for nothing, or as a noun to mean a lazy person, an idler, sluggard. The corresponding noun is fainéants, spelled F-A-I-N-E-A-N-C-E. Fainéance means idleness, inactivity, indolence, or the lazy do-nothing attitude of a fainéant person. If you look up fainéant in a current dictionary, you may find the French pronunciation, fainéant, listed first or even listed alone. Frankly, I find that perplexing, because two of the 20th century's most respected arbiters on pronunciation, the second edition of Webster's New International Dictionary, published in 1934, and Kenyon and Knott's Pronouncing Dictionary of American English, published in 1949, both prefer the pronunciation fainéant. Fainéant entered English in the early 1600s. After nearly 400 years, it's expected and sensible to anglicize a word, make it conform to English custom. And when an anglicized pronunciation has existed in educated speech for 50 years or more, it doesn't make much sense to retain or revive the foreign pronunciation. In my opinion, it's one thing to use a $20 word in conversation. It's quite another thing to use it with a pretentious pronunciation. As far as I'm concerned, fainéant and fainéance are English words and should be pronounced that way.